So before those last two very charming stories, I was going to give you a choice of like story about my mom and how much she loves Yanni versus a story about myself, which is really only vaguely related to the theme of tonight, which is way not PG rated. But there's just been like no filth tonight. So I'm here to fix that for us. It'll take us a little while to get there. But so, okay, when I think about things that I am a fan of, I am a fan of strong women. I am a fan of tequila. I am a fan of the Bare Naked Ladies, which is sort of weird. I really mostly don't know, like, artists' names and authors and, like, pop culture trivia. I'm not good. But Bare Naked Ladies, weirdly, yes. And then I love Smaltimore stories. And so I have a story that combines all of those things, especially if you don't capitalize Bare Naked Ladies and sort of combine it with the strong women. So, let's see. I am asthmatic, so I apologize for the... I started bumbling. Sometime in like September, October, I heard like one giggle. So Bumble, so I've never been on Tinder, but for those who, I do know the songs that have been referenced and the musicians that have been referenced, I just don't know the names, I know the music, but anyway. So for those of us who have been made fun of for maybe not knowing these people who do know what these apps are, for all the rest of you, Tinder is... I don't know, like OkCupid on your phone, but with no profile and just pictures, and more of a meat market sort of feel. Bumble is Tinder, but with like maybe a few more pictures and maybe a few more words, I think. And importantly, the woman has to make the first move. So it's posed as sort of being a little bit less skeezy for the ladies. So I matched with a gentleman. I will protect the names of the women in this story, but not the guy. The guy's name was Neil. I can't see you Hopkins folks, but he's a PhD student. Anyway, he's a real douchebag. So I'm kind of a fan of like, you know, we'll chat for a couple days, and then I'm pretty quick to just convert in person because I'm going to, like, spend a lot of coffee's worth of time with you, and you are either, like, interesting and funny and who you sort of were, or you're not. So I matched with this person, and the very first thing I have in my profile, I mentioned something about being a tequila snob. And this person's opening line is, Mezcal, greater than, like the math greater than sign, I guess greater than, greater than tequila. And I was like, okay, first of all, Mezcal is actually a superset of tequila. But I was thinking, like, maybe this is this person's sort of broken way of flirting. So I'm going to give him one more try, and then I'm just going to decide that he is negging, which, again, is a more millennial-esque term, but it is, there's a long history. Look up N-E-G-G-I-N-G on the internet later. It's when men are assholes to try and get women to be attracted to them by putting them down and making themselves seem fierce and awesome. So this guy says mezcal greater than tequila. I'm like, well, I'd really be interested in hearing what kind of tequila you've been drinking and, you know, brands and Reposado, Añejo, Aged, da-da-da-da-da. Anyway, it goes on. And whatever the next response was, unfortunately, he has since unmatched me because I trolled him so hard. I'm like the person I never ghost. Ghost. Ghost means to stop texting someone when you have been talking to them. I never ghost, just on principle. I'm going to say, like, hey... I will never be the last person, I'll never not be the last person to talk. If I am, I'll be like, I'm going to try and pursue this other thing with a person in this app. Anyway, I don't remember why I was talking about ghosting. But the point is that I'm normally not an asshole on apps, but that guy deserved to be trolled. So I was trolling him pretty hard. Plus, his name's fucking Neil at Hopkins. He's like an MD, PhD student. Very easy to find on the internet. Anyway... At some point, he unmatches me after I'm challenging all of his, like, alcohol snobbery and whatever else. Fast forward to a few months, and I'm, like, out with a girlfriend, And we walk to, we're like, hey, let's go meet up with some of her other friends at this bar nearby. We walk into a Clavel. And lo and behold, I'm like, I think that's that guy. And so we start doing that, like, she winds up talking to her friends, and I wind up positioned next to this guy. He's like, oh, how do you know this person? I was like, oh, you know, Hopkins. And he says, I was like, how about you? And he says, I'm actually a medical student. And I was like, oh, yeah? And I think, what year are you? Because if you're an MD, PhD, it is 1 to 7. He's like, I'm a fifth year, as opposed to 1 to 4. And I was like, oh, it's definitely the guy. And he goes, so where are you from? I'm from Louisiana. And at this point, because not many people in Baltimore are from Louisiana, he says, have we talked before? Have we met before? And I was like, I think we've talked before, maybe. And he says, oh, and I was like, it was on Bumble. And he goes, oh, was I, like, drunk or something? Should I be embarrassed? And I was like, my friend said, no, you were sober, so you should be more embarrassed. Anyway, the story goes on. And he says a series of really just unfortunate things, sort of revealing the privilege that he has been born from and just how completely unaware of what a, like, cartoonishly douchebag person he is. Fast forward to 2 days ago, I run into one of my girlfriends. I was like, oh my God, I have to tell you about this guy that I met in person accidentally. And I was like, his name was Neil. And she was like, I went on a couple dates with that guy. And I was like, no. And she goes, yeah, Shep did too. And I was like, shut up. And she was like, we didn't learn after. We should have swapped stories sooner because then we would have learned you're not missing out on much. Anyway, don't date anybody named Neil, who's an MD, PhD at Hopkins.